Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And welcome you to the second hour of our Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And it is the second Sunday of the month. That means it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And together, we've already started working on you and your animal friends. Tuned up Stacy and her Frenchies, Tank and Bagman. And golly, we've got calls waiting. So Nils' newsletter and before we go to the phones, Nels, did you want to mention that you've got a podcast coming up tomorrow. So for
Well,
anybody that
I do have a podcast tomorrow at 2:30. It's a YouTube podcast. I've never actually been on a YouTube podcast, so this will be a first. It's with my friend Wendy Williams and Greg Kirk. The podcast is called Waking Up Spiritually, and I think it's kind of an interview of me and what I do for animals, and the fact that I do this work all over the world, basically a spiritual kind of endeavor. So it'll be an interesting show. I'm interested to see what I have to say.
So that's going to be at 2:30 tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. And so for someone who's never done, I've never watched a podcast on YouTube. So how would one find this?
I would believe that going to YouTube and in the search box will probably get it.
Okay, we're dealing with a little bit of a connection interruption, so we'll kind of wait on Nels to stabilize here.
Yeah, he's frozen on the screen and his voice was garbled.
I think he's back
Oh,
now.
he's moving again. He's moving
I'm
again.
back. Yay. Okay, yeah. Am I stuck again or am I moving?
You're moving now.
Okay. So go to YouTube search bar and just put in Waking Up Spiritually, and I think you'll get to
Okay.
the
Waking Up
podcast.
Spiritually is the name of the show to search
Yes.
on YouTube. Okay. All right. That's 2:30 tomorrow, Monday.
Yes.
Tomorrow Monday. All right. And I guess are we ready to head to Montana?
We are when we have Roberta waiting on the line.
Hey, Roberta, welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha and Dr. Nils and Linda. And just so I let you know, I have my friend Bill here with his dog Chick. So it's kind of a twofer, but I'm sure you want to start with the puppy.
Well, I was going to say, do you have good news for us?
I do.
I'm hoping you do. For anybody, do you remember Roberta is a regular. Sometimes we call her Bobby, but she's the one that lives in Montana and then travels all over in her motor home and had her beloved dog pass away some time ago. And she's been kind of gearing up to get ready for another dog ever since. And she's been on, talked about Natasha, about where and when and all of that sort of stuff. Well, guess who showed up this month? Woohoo! Anyway, Roberta, tell us about your new puppy.
Okay, so I got him Thursday. He's a little over 6 months old. He's a boy. His name is Tuck. He's brown and white, white paws or white legs up to, partway up, and white on his face and his chest and his little bit on his back. And
And what breed?
Miniature Aussie. He is a purebred, not registered, but his mom is registered, but he's a purebred.
All
And
right.
he's quite the guy. He's definitely a handful.
Well,
Yeah.
some of the most challenging puppies for people to raise. Well, the most challenging are the Einsteins and the Dumbos. Okay, but for different reasons. All right, but without going into a lot of well, Dr. Nels is already working on him, so I guess I can
Okay.
explain this to you guys. All right, so the challenging models are the Einsteins and the Dumbos. The easy dogs are the middle of the roaders, not real smart, not real dumb. Those usually come out of the sporting breeds. Those are the dogs that have become the most wonderful family companions, your Labs and your Goldens, that sort of thing. Okay, now you get a Dumbo, your patience is needed. When you're teaching them stuff, because they're slow and it takes a long time, and you're working on something all day, by the end of the day, the light bulb's starting to go on. You go to bed, and the light's totally off in the morning, and you're starting all over. And you get them through the day, and they're almost getting it. And you go to bed, and you wake up, the light's off again, and you're starting all over. So it takes a long time to teach them, but once they get it, they get it. Now the Einsteins. And I'd much rather live or work with an Einstein than a Dumbo. The Einsteins learn real fast. So 1 to 3 repetitions, they got it. Okay. But then they're smart enough to not just accept that. They push and test. So this is what you got, Roberta, because the Einsteins of the dog world are the herding breeds. So once they get something, then they're going to push and test. So say, for example, you're teaching your dog, unless you're invited, it's wrong to jump up. So they run over and jump up, try to jump on you, the front of you, and you do a no off sequence and get off. And then they say, okay, maybe I can jump on you from the side. No, can't do that. Well, maybe I can come around and jump on you from the back. No, okay, I can't jump on Martha. Maybe I can jump on Linda. Oh, can't jump on Linda. Bet I can jump on Nels. Oh, how about Nathan? I can jump on him. So your patience is needed in the follow through to seat behavior. So welcome to the world of raising an Einstein, Roberta.
Yep. Well, I have a teeny bit of experience from the last one, but I signed him up for a puppy class starting next week because we
both
need it.
Good for you. Excellent.
And he was an outdoor dog. He was allowed in the house and they watched him, but he was not house trained. So we're doing a little bit of that. So far, the first day was kind of a miss, you know, but the second day we're getting down to, yeah, we go out, we pee and we get praised up the yin yang and we get treats when we pee and sorry, the language, but
hey, it's an animal. We get to talk about pee and poop here, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm kind of working on that, but initially it was like, holy cow, how do I do this? But yeah, I did sign up for it. There was one starting. It started the day I picked him up, but she said I could come in next week, and so I'm starting it. He'll get 5 weeks of puppy training and me because I need it too.
Excellent. Excellent. That's the best thing you could do. And you shouldn't have too much trouble getting this guy on board with house training. There are some breeds of dogs that are on the easy list. And if the human knows what they're doing in any way, shape, or form, they get it. And then there's a list of dogs that were behind the door when house training skills are handed out. Fortunately, right. Minis and mini Aussies are not on that list. They're on the easy list. You know, the behind the door models are the Chihuahuas and the Dachshunds and the Yorkies and a lot of the mixed breed ones, but Aussies are usually on the easy list. And just remember that don't combine anything else with potty outs. You go out, you go potty, you come back in.
Okay.
You can go out 5 minutes later, play games, go for a walk, but don't combine potty stops with walks and playtime to start with.
Okay. All right.
And then get into class. That's really good. And by the way, anybody that's paying attention and cares, Roberta did check in with both me and then Dr. Nels before she pulled the plug to go for this dog. So we helped with that. So Nels,
yes,
did you already get tuned into Tuck here?
I tuned into Tuck, and he's young, and he didn't seem to need a whole lot, just a little balancing. So I got him tuned up.
All right. That cool. Sounds good. And Roberta, would you like a session with Linda?
That would be great.
All right.
Then
okay,
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Roberta is all yours.
Yeah, hi there. Good to hear your voice.
Same here.
I'm going to invite you to think about something that's really important to you. Just bring whatever that is into your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, and then set that aside. We're going to have you focus on the feeling of devotion. Devotion in the number two. Your eyes are going to be open and just looking directly in front of you, straight ahead, and doing that square breathing or just some deep, slow breathing in and out. As you think devotion two, your eyes are open, looking in straight ahead.
All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes open, looking straight ahead. You're doing slow, deep, square breathing. Thinking devotion to, devotion to, devotion to.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise, relaxing the shoulders, and bringing that very important thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Cool. All right.
And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of devotion. And just really letting yourself feel how that feels when you think, I embrace the feeling of devotion.
Wonderful. All right. Now, Roberta, I think you mentioned you had Bill and is it Chick?
Chick
with you.
Yep.
Would Bill and Chick like treatments?
Well, yeah, and I can let him talk, but he's had her a really long time. She's a border collie mix. She's about 9. And so the thing about, so I'll sort of interrupt that. The thing about Tuck is he wants to be the big dog. And she's really tolerant, but she's not taking any crap. So I'm kind of concerned about that. I'm hoping the puppy class will help with that because obviously I need him to get along with other dogs. So, but yeah, she could use a reset.
All right. All right, Roberta. When Bill is there and Chick is there, she's an older female border collie mix.
Yes.
Okay. And puppies are usually have too much energy and all over and they have no manners. Okay.
Right.
So she's getting after him. What are you doing about that, if anything?
Well, he's on a leash, and I'm scolding him. I'm pulling him back. I'm, obviously separating him because I don't want him to get. Bill says, she's probably not going to hurt him, but I'm concerned about Tuck not giving up because I don't know his family dynamic. He had 5 siblings.
Yeah, so you know what, Roberta?
Yeah.
Let Chick handle him. He needs his rank busted, and she needs to teach him manners now while he's little. Okay?
Okay.
Now, and females are really good at this, and but most people make the mistake of disciplining the older dog and protecting the puppy.
Yeah, we were doing that.
Yeah, that gets you in big trouble. So what you want to do is you're going to support Chick. And just so you know, with an older dog and a puppy, if they start getting too rambunctious with the older dog, the first thing the older dog usually does is stiffen and hold still. The idea being that no positive or negative feedback to the puppy, they're supposed to get bored and stop. Well, that happens for a while, but when they're a little more active, then they just keep bugging the older dog. The second step starts the warning phase, and that's the lip wrinkle and the And what Chick is saying is, you're skating on thin ice, you little brat. You better stop it. And but if they haven't had this education, they don't really know, so they keep bugging her. All right. How long she stays the warning phase, who knows, depends on the individual. But the next step is a sharp, loud swing and snap towards the puppy. Okay. Now, sounds big, looks big, but contact's not intended by the older dog. In their mind, they've warned the puppy, so the puppy should know the swing and snap is coming and should jump out of the way. But usually the puppy doesn't know the lesson yet, so they get clipped and get nipped, without intent on the older dog, but they get bit a little bit. So the puppy, ki-yi-yi, and off they go. Then they have a minute to think about it. And if they come back and keep bugging the bigger dog, eventually the bigger dog is gonna roll, grab them, pin them down. They sound awful and it sounds like the world's coming to an end, but they're pulling their punches until the puppy gives up, and then the puppy has to work to get back in the good graces of the older dog. But you need to let them go through that and let her teach him some manners, because then as soon as he understands, he'll start listening, and he gets too rough, she'll just say he'll say, oh, okay, I'll stop, I get that, and she will teach him how to interact with other dogs. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, except it didn't take very long to get the full on, the teeth back and forth from both sides and not sure when it's going to stop kind of thing. So
all right, then you
why...
may need a training tool to correct the puppy, because you got to support the older dog and
right.
and stop the
right.
puppy. So a good vinegar yeah. water squirt in the face. Okay. Nathan, you had your hand going. Is there something you
I
wanted to chime
gonna
in
I was just going
to
say, as somebody who has now getting older female
border collie, yeah.
that type of behavior Martha was describing, it's true, and it happens with Abby, too. You know, she'll do that whole, you know, like, raise a little bit of the cheek or lip. Yeah, and then just do, like, a quick snap and nip, but
right.
that's all it is. And
yeah.
then usually
and, you know,
the dog...
At dog parks, you see this going yeah. on all the time, and people flip their cookies. Oh, God, you have an aggressive dog sort of thing. Well, no, calm down, people. You just need to know how dogs communicate with one another, and there's nothing going wrong there.
And then
They're
usually
just
the dog... will start, you know, understanding what Abby is trying to enforce
yeah.
onto the other dog.
And then the other dog will learn how far they can go and how far yeah. they can push it and what she's comfortable with. And then once the older dog realizes the young dog gets it and they're respecting him, then they get more and more accepting and more tolerant. And a friendship can build.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you talk, or Dr. Nels or whatever, talk to Bill and we can get Chick a reset. And
yeah. All right. So
I should say, actually, that I've already tuned in and reset Chick while all of this conversation was going on.
Okay. So never mind. You got a good, you got a connection with Chick, and you were,
yeah.
so what did you find with Chick?
You know, she just needed a fairly simple, basic kind of reset, a couple points on each side of the body. It wasn't a big deal. So I think she's
right.
handling things the way that worked for her.
Excellent, excellent. So, Roberta, would Bill like a session with Linda?
No,
he says no thanks.
Okay, so Bill is good, and now Chick is good, and
yep.
now we it sounds like our little Tuck needs some rank busting, and needs to learn some respect for Chick, and that you can kind of back Chick up. But it sounds like you got a great little guy. He's just an Einstein and in a mini Aussie suit and probably has a lot of energy, but I think you were prepared for all of that.
Right. So I do have one question. So I have him on a leash because I can't let him loose. I mean, he doesn't have recall yet. And
uh-huh.
and so, and she's not. She's free ranging. And she's, you know, thoroughly bonded with Bill and all that. So when this gnashing of teeth goes on, I mean, he's on a leash. And so is that okay or what?
Well, you know, normally when you're on a leash, you're more working than not. And you might not go along with that. But, you know, you kind of have to adjust to your individual circumstances.
Okay.
Now, I would be inclined, depending on the situation, see if you've got an older dog that's well-trained and stays with the owner and comes and all of that, you can take advantage of that and to help start teaching Tuck some stuff. So you could just drop his leash and let him run around with her. And if he's into her and wants to be with her, then, you know, you guys can wander around together and Bill calls Chick a lot and he comes to, you know, so the puppy can learn the patterns and learn to stay close and pay attention. Or you could just take him off the leash. If you have, you know, you think you might not be able to catch him easily, then you can just drop the leash so it's easier to step on and get control.
Okay.
But he might be better behaved and he might learn better from her if he's off leash rather than on leash.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Well, thank you all so much. And I'm
Alrighty.
So happy to have him.
Well, congratulations on your new one. Are you going to call us next week so we can have Natasha tune in on this guy?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All yep. right. So we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks, Roberta. And thanks, Bill.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All righty. We are late, so we have to catch up with advertisers, which we're going to do right now. And then we will go to our next phone call. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Get Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos, looking at the Sagittarius moon phases with kaleidoscope visions. Starting in late November, going into mid-December, Mercury the Thinker retrogrades in adventurous Sagittarius. During early December, Mars retrogrades in big-hearted Leo for a longer journey into the next year. Find out the changes. Come journey with us on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, November 24, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and lots of great stuff going on there, classes, events. There's the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, right next to it, the Yoga Hall. There's the Linwood Community, the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and the East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. And if you want to know what's going on, the classes and events, check it all out at AnandaWashington.org, AnandaWashington.org. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, available for new clients. She has time on her schedule, and she can work with you in person, which, of course, Linda and I recommend heartily, because it is so wonderful to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonics. I think the acutonic forks are way more powerful than acupuncture and the needles, and her chiropractic is incredible. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and of course you can find the wonderful calming and for calming and soothing sound attunement that she did post-election. And if you like, you can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something, or of course, you know that I am also an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. You might have figured that out from our discussions here. And I meet with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and get them under control fast. So if you are interested, if you or anyone you know problems with dogs, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So take down my phone number and pass it out to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. Tell them to call Aunt Martha, and I would be delighted to talk to them. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. Anyway, write this number down and pass it out. It's Martha at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty, I think we must be at the beach again. We're headed to El Waco, and Teresa and Stu on the line. Good morning, Teresa and Stu.
Good morning.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, grieving.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. We're a couple of old white grandparents. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Yeah. But I'm a bit more disturbed today than I started out being, because I'm sitting here with a bunch of people that don't really see what's going on. And that concerns me. There's half the country that doesn't know.
I myself, I'm terrified. Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I hear you. Did you hear Jude's attunement, the sound healing?
Yes.
Because that's really helpful. Really helpful.
That was nice.
All right.
That was
so
really
let's catch
nice.
Everybody up on where we are with the dogs. We'll distract ourselves a little bit, you guys.
There you go.
All right. So Teresa and Stu, now they were on with us last month. And they've got two places. They've got their home and property and two dogs, Mango and Mowgli, the Doodles. And they also have a place at the beach, and that in Waco, that's where they are now with these two. They originally were referred to me because, unfortunately, now they've got like 5 acres, but it isn't fully fenced or secured. And although these doodles looked like, you know, in pictures and what they sent me looked like normal doodles, we had some really serious aggression problems going on, and that they got off the property, and we believe it was Mango, a female, killed a neighbor's goat. And in the previous to that, the dogs had taken off after deer, and she attacked a young deer. So some real serious, but extremely unusual, and doesn't make sense for doodle type dogs. All right, so obviously, you know, we've had, you know, Dr. Nels and Linda. You worked with everybody last month. Natasha, they called in when Natasha and Linda and Nils, you might be interested in this. I mean, Natasha, they did a, reading and, you know, Natasha is very respectful of, you know, not giving away too much and details and stuff, but she started talking about, oh my God, the energy is just overwhelming at your property. And there's so much going on and there's odd, yada. She didn't go into any details, but sounded like the energy was really an issue. And I didn't know till it wasn't till after that I did the first official phone session with them. And I got to tell you, Natasha was so right on. And Teresa will tell you for sure. So Natasha's been working with them. We've now had a chance since last month. We've done several long phone sessions together. And we've gone through all the basic education, and I've given them lots of things to start, you know, friends exercise, jolly routine, the leave it's and the manners. So we're working on the barking and the leave it and manners and all that stuff in the house. And then the kind of a lot of that out of control energy is that Teresa and Stu are parents, and some of the kids have come home to land, and one daughter comes in and has a crazy doodle, and then there's another one had to move back in with three big huskies, and those huskies on the property preceded the goat killing. So we think it's all wrapped up together, but I think the bottom line is, from our discussions, from the videos that they're sending me, my gosh, Teresa and Stu, you guys are moving mountains and working some miracles with these two dogs, aren't you?
Well, we're doing, they've made a lot of headway, I think.
Yeah.
And more importantly, the humans have too.
Yeah, well, that's
Yeah, so the good news is these dogs are responding, especially Mango. Now, and they're, she's no longer growling and protecting the bed or her stuff. She's, manners are coming together. Because they sent me a video of this goofy doodle that comes over for the daughter and the two of them eating out of the same bowl. I had to kibosh that. It's not a really good idea, but it was pretty amazing that Mango was allowing that to happen and was just fine with it. So they're making a lot of progress. And so I'm real curious, you know, I don't know Nels, if you remember when you did tune-ups on Mango and Mowgli last month, if you'll have a comparison to see how we're doing.
I would be hard for me to put that all together. Yeah. I was curious because I saw that they had become members and got a video course, if they've been working that video course.
So Teresa and Stu, did you hear that?
We've both done it. I'm more frustrated. We're thinking of a road trip to do it with Nels. Stu's better at it than I am. I don't feel a thing. I can't find the points. I'm frustrated.
Well, you don't necessarily have to do a road trip. We could do a video call. If you could manage a video call, we can do that.
Okay.
And I can guide you that way. So it save you, you know, days of travel.
I was going to say, you guys would actually drive to Idaho. And
Idaho. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you know he's in Idaho. He's not up here. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I thought he was by you, Martha.
No, he's 9 hours away from me. So I was going to say, if you're willing to do that, I was just going to say, these guys are the most dedicated dog parents on the planet. And man, they're doing anything for that. But you didn't know he's in Idaho. but they'd be willing to come up here.
If the doesn't work, it's a consideration that we'll be making.
Well, he can Zoom with you, you know, and he teaches the class to teach people the reset and stuff. And it works really well, you know, on a video, Zoom or whatever online. So Dr. Nels, you're saying you could easily do that, right?
Sometimes what we do, yes, there's the course I do. It won't be until January. So, you know, it's going to be a while before I get to doing that course, which incorporates all the stuff you see on the video. And I get to check you out because now we're on a video, but, it'll be January before that happens. So,
you could do it privately with them.
We could do it privately on a Zoom call. And often what people do is, rather than just have me, you know, kind of go over the program with them, is we actually do a full session with each dog you're putting your hands on, I'm guiding you. And as part of that full session, I also show you how to do the reset properly and make sure that you're all checked out on that.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, and it works real well, Teresa. I have taken the Zoom video class, and it works really well. I was kind of amazed at how well it works.
Okay,
so that you really don't need to go to Idaho.
Okay.
So, Nels, do you need descriptions of the dogs again to tune in, or are
yeah?
You getting
give
mango?
Me let me focus on Mango here first. So yes, give me a quick description.
So she's a redhead with one blue eye and one brown eye.
Okay,
and a red brown coat, but she's all one solid color.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is that getting you enough to?
This is good. Yep.
Okay. And then, can I describe Mowgli to you as well before
sure,
I turn
yeah.
them?
Sure. Yeah.
And then we can turn him over to Linda.
Right.
All right. So Mowgli is taller and longer legs, and to me, he looks kind of like a blonde with black tipped, you know, but a different color. So how would you describe his coloring?
Well, he's kind of tan on his body. He does kind of have a black, not really a stripe. The top of his back is darker, almost black. These dogs are Doodle and Shepherd and Husky. So that's what Mango's blue eye, we assume, is Husky.
Right.
Gotcha. All right.
So, yeah, I've been working with Mango here. And, yeah, there's definitely the fight or flight system is active, so I'll get that reset. And then you can go ahead and work with Linda while I'm doing that.
All right. So, Teresa and Stu, would you both like sessions with Linda?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. So, how about ladies first, Teresa?
Yeah, we can start with Teresa today.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Linda, you are in charge.
Hi, Teresa. Nice to hear your voice again.
Hi, Linda.
So.
Oh, and you know, I am going to interrupt just briefly because I keep forgetting to tell everybody. Those of you out in radio land listening, okay, when Linda starts this person with a human, you can get a surrogate healing. Because this is all energetic. So when Linda's talking to Teresa and asking her to think of stuff, just you at home, think of what's important to you and follow Linda's instructions for you rather than for Teresa or Stu, and you'll pick up a surrogate healing. Okay, I apologize. Linda, she's all yours.
Okay, so, and Martha anticipated what I'm going to invite you to think about. Think about something that right now is the most important thing to you. And when you have that in your mind, just say, okay.
Okay.
Good. Keep thinking about that, noticing how you feel about it. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of grief. We're going to replace grief. And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of calm, the feeling of being calm. Calm in the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think calm two.
Teresa, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes over, looking to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking calm two, calm two, calm two.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that important thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of calm. I embrace the feeling of calm. And as I said to a previous caller, when you think this affirmation, really focus your awareness on your body and how it feels when you think this. Because we really want to bring this energy of calm all the way inside the body.
Ah, that feels good. Teresa, are you okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's Stu's turn.
So, hi, Stu.
Hi there, Linda.
And I'm just figuring out what to ask you to think about here.
Yeah. Hey, think simple on the affirmation.
Okay. So I'm going to actually have you just focus on what it feels like to be you, like in your body. Just let your thoughts be on yourself and tune into like any part of your body, your feet, whatever, just tuning in. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness. And we're replacing loneliness with the feeling of stable. And again, I invite you to really place awareness on your body as you think the word stable. Stable and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking down and to the right. Your breathing will be to exhale. Just exhale down into the earth. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Let it back in as soon as you need to, thinking stable. 4. Your closed eyes are looking down and to the right. Just rolling your closed eyes downward.
Stu, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the right. You've exhaled all of your air out, and you hold it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing that, taking another breath, and then exhaling again whenever you need to, thinking stable. 4.
That's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Stu, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then just letting your attention be on yourself, how it feels to be you right now. There's a little more to do. Keep your attention on yourself, especially how it feels physically to be in your own body right now. And then setting that aside, focusing on tranquility. Tranquility in the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking down and to the right. And your breathing will be to exhale into the earth. Just exhaling, holding your breath out, letting it come back in as soon as you need to. Tranquility, 2.
Do your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the right. Exhaling all your air out down into the earth. Holding it out as long as you comfortably can. And then repeating the same. Thinking tranquility. 2. Tranquility. 2.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then letting your attention come back to what it feels like to be you in your body right now. And that is complete. The sky is blue. You're just relaxing. I'm going to find you an affirmation. The affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And you're going to think this as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and really bring awareness of what that feels like into your body.
And hopefully that's simple enough for you, Stu. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
And Stu, if you need a shortcut, you can just focus on the word tranquility and let yourself get that feeling in your body. Just bring as much tranquility of the moment into your body.
Ah, nice. All right, so Dr. Nils, reports on Mango and Mowgli?
Yep, they both needed a reset. What I can say is what I dimly remember from last month was that especially Mango really needed a thorough reset. Things were much less today, so that's a good thing. We didn't have near as much work to do. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, and Mowgli just was...
Mowgli was pretty, I would say, just a pretty average reset on Mowgli, particularly.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we haven't had the dogs around, you know, goats or anything yet, but they are making incredibly good progress, and they're real motivated and are really, you know, doing their homework, and so much of all the surrounding behaviors are coming under control, and we've got them going to obedience class now, you know, to learn to hang with other people and dogs and be under control and all that sort of stuff. And I think, Teresa, you were pretty terrified about going to class to start with, but we had Mango under so much good control before you went in. She did really well, didn't she, in her first class last week?
Yes, I was anxious, and she did really well. It was wonderful. Yeah.
All right. So what we're doing is getting all the other stuff worked out. We're working, you know, obviously been working on the relationship with the doodle there. We're starting to work with the huskies now. And once we get everything under control, we got two model citizens, especially, you know, on the leash, then we will be able to go back to next door to the goats and reintroduce the goats as friends. Okay. And I think we're going to be amazed. I think it's going to go really well. And I really do think we're going to absolutely turn this behavior around.
Yeah.
But slower is faster in the long run. We got to cover all the appropriate bases first.
Yeah. We're feeling really good about everything. Yeah. All of you working on this, it's been wonderful. Just this whole umbrella of care.
One thing they still are, when the two of them are together, they're a little bit, when they're alone, I'll say that, they do much better as far as
right.
Friends and all that.
Yeah, and we've been doing stuff separate a lot more than before.
Right, that's what we talked about this last week, is that we're going to separate a little bit, and they're each taking one dog different places, and I think Mango stayed home with Teresa, and Stu, you took Mowgli over to the beach with you. But see, these are litter mates that raised together, and you know, they will bond stronger with each other than with their humans, you know, sometimes when that happens. And then when we get into a case where we got something serious to deal with, we have to kind of address that. And get them more bonded with their humans than each other. And that seems to be coming together really nicely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's been good.
All right, but just know that's not unusual, because, it's a rare situation that you can train two dogs at once. You usually have to train them separately, and then you bring them together and start working them together. But it's all going to come together. Is there anything else you need to know about before we're done today?
I just wanted to share with Linda that I was using the mantra I got last time in the middle of the night, because since the election, I just haven't been sleeping. And so now, would you recommend I replace that one with the one today?
Yeah, I would definitely use the current energy, because this is the in the moment, what is helping.
Okay.
And you're still free to use the other one
as well.
And it is the
feeling of calm, right? Her new one is "I embrace the feeling of calm," so that would be helpful for the
that would be really that's just right on. You just really hit the nail on the head with that one, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you might want to bring up Jude's sound attunement, because I know that helped me immediately. But so if you're really feeling stressed, that's a really good thing to play.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
And know that, we're in this together. It's not over.
Yep.
But we do have to do our best to wake everybody up. So, if you haven't read Project 2025, folks, you need to do that. You need to know what the plan is. And they've been working on it for more than 50 years. So don't put your head in the sand and say, this is just a normal election. One side won. Everything's okay. It's much bigger than that. We have an existential crisis going on. I will say no more, but I embrace the feeling of calm.
Me too. Me too.
And acceptance. And we will move forward, but it's not over. So
anyway,
you guys, thanks for your great work with your dogs, and check in after the weekend here. Let me know so we can talk off air and let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much
for
your help and support.
Yeah, thanks.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All righty then. So we are winding down hour number two. And it looks like we've got somebody waiting in the wings. Do we Nathan? But she can hold while we love train, and we'll. And then I know we're expecting Hillary and Aggie calling in after 11. So it looks like we'll go to Carrie first, and then hopefully Hillary will be on the line. Be good with that. And at some point we'll get to the newsletter and current events. So anyway, and do remember that when we're working with the animals, but when Linda's working with the people, tune in for yourself, because you can get a surrogate healing. And Nell's experienced that all the time when, you know, he used to do the radio show with Robin. So there really is something to this stuff. It can be of great benefit to everyone. So if you are interested and would like to get in line for a free treatment for you and your animal friends, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. We are just about ready to close out the hour, so it's time to get ready to get up and get a little exercise, get our juices flowing, doing the love train. We're going to keep that up because we need love all over the country, all over the planet, and it is the most powerful energy in the universe, so we'll help something somewhere. Send the love all over. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World will continue after love train. Phone calls coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.